This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Leader of House in the Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament and General Public paid tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his statue in Parliament House complex today. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar in a social media post. The president said that in his inspiring life, Baba Saheb created a distinct identity of his own despite facing extreme difficulties and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements. President Murmu said that Baba Saheb considered education as an important tool for social change and empowerment of the downtrodden. The president also urged citizens to pledge to adopt the ideals of Dr. Ambedkar in their lives and work to build a nation that embodies the spirit of social harmony and equality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and laid the foundation stone at the Terminal 2 building at the Hisar airport today. The new terminal project, valued at over 410 crore rupees, will feature a modern passenger terminal, a dedicated cargo facility, and an air traffic control building. Addressing a public gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed the BJP's commitment to inclusive growth. He said his party's mantra is to work for the rapid development of all Dalits, poor, marginalized, and backward communities in Haryana.
संविधान को जेब में लेकर के बैठे हुए लोग ये कांग्रेस के लोग उसका भी विरोध कर रहे हैं साथियों हमारे संविधान ने एससी एसटी ओबीसी के लिए आरक्षण का प्रावधान किया लेकिन कांग्रेस ने उनको आरक्षण पहुंचा कि नहीं पहुंचा उसकी कभी परवाह नहीं की.
The Prime Minister paid homage to Baba Saheb Dr. Bhim Rao Ambedkar and said his birth anniversary is like a Diwali for Dalits, the marginalized and backward communities. The Prime Minister said working in line with the Baba Saheb's mantra, flights have started from Sri Krishna's land to Lord Ram's Ayodhya. The Prime Minister highlighted the development in airport infrastructure since 2014.
2014 se pehle desh mein 74 airport the. 70 साल में 74 आज देश में एयरपोर्ट की संख्या 150 के पार हो गई है देश के करीब 90 एरोड्रम उड़ान योजना से जुड़ चुके हैं 600 से अधिक रूट पर उड़ान योजना के तहत हवाई सेवा चल रही है.
The Prime Minister will also visit Kail village in Yamunanagar district where he will lay the foundation stone of a new 800 megawatt unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram thermal power plant and compressed biogas plant at Mukarrapur village. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Rewari bypass project and address a huge public gathering at Yamunanagar. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. The police referred to two open-ended arrest warrants issued against Choksi by a Mumbai court while placing him under arrest. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary has called Choksi's arrest a very big achievement. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi had already said that the ones who have looted the money of the poor will have to return it. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. With four wins from six matches, Lucknow is at fourth place on points table, while CSK has just one win from six games. And with that, we end this news bulletin.